Jadarian Price is back on the field, Wednesday, after roughly a week away, working with the first team offense. And the room behind him got thinner, with Emmanuel Wilson hurting a leg and Zach Charbonnet still on the physically unable to perform list. In July, we said the defending champions were the strangest sentence in football, a 14-win Super Bowl winner priced behind the team it beat in January, and rested the case on two pillars: Sam Darnold's repeatable core and a defense that kept both of its architects, with the soft spot named in advance at the backfield. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because 2 weeks of practice reporting had supported both pillars, with the wobble arriving at that exact flagged spot. Price missing two straight practices with lower body soreness Mike McDonald measured in days. The watch items were Price's return and roll, and any movement on Charbonnet's physically unable to perform status. The preseason opener came Saturday at Lumen Field, and the Cowboys won it 17-7. Read the score through Bob Condotta's framing at the Seattle Times. Every established starter sat: Darnold, Price, the top four receivers, the top two tight ends, with the veterans pointed at the regular season opener against New England, rather than heavy August work. So the July pillars went untested by design, and what played was the back half of the roster. It scored on its first drive and never again. Drew Lock went 9 of 13 for 40 yards with a 5-yard touchdown to Montori Foster Jr. Then Seattle spent the final 3.5 quarters scoreless, got stuffed once at the goal line and twice on downs in the red zone, and finished with 156 total yards and 8 of the game's 21 penalties, per Condotta and the Cowboys' own recap. Jalen Milroe's night was the young backup experience in miniature. 5 of 8 for 36 yards, 5 carries for 36 more with scrambles of 12 and 20, 3 sacks absorbed and a fumbled snap exchange, per Condotta and Cameron Van Til at Seattle Sports. The individual file from the game is roster bubble material and we'll frame it that way. Foster caught a team-high 5 passes for 36 yards and the touchdown with drops and penalties mixed in. Van Til's read is a strong camp fighting an uphill roster battle. Linebacker Tyrice Knight piled up 10 tackles in the first half with 2 pass breakups, a case for more defensive snaps after losing his starting job to Drake Thomas last season, per Van Til. Rookie safety Bud Clark played 3 quarters, Noah Igbinoghene covered well downfield in the open third corner competition, and Rashad Rochelle returned a punt 52 yards. Backups against backups, filed as such. Price is the answer that matters, and it arrived essentially on the coach's schedule. Wednesday, he was back on the field after roughly a week away, working with the first team offense in an hour-long alignment, communication, and technique session, per Condotta. Saturday, he suited up during warm-ups but did not play, which Condotta read as a rookie, on the mend. Days, not weeks, about as McDonald projected. What is still missing is any full contact team rep we can point to, and any game usage at all. The role question stays open until Price takes real handoffs. And while he was returning, the room behind him thinned again. Emmanuel Wilson, the free agent back from Green Bay, hurt a leg late Tuesday, and sat Wednesday. Severity unclear because McDonald didn't address the media that day, per Condotta. The healthy bodies behind a rehabbing Price are George Helani, Bayless Jones Jr., Justin Jones, and undrafted rookie TJ Harden, with Jakardia Wright also out. The other watch item stayed an empty box. Charbonnet remained on the physically unable to perform list as of Wednesday, no movement before cutdown yet. The rest of the week filled in around the edges. The Friday practice, whose 2 Darnold interceptions we logged last Sunday, also contained 5 touchdowns on 9 11-on-11 attempts, per Michael Hanich at All Seahawks, the fuller ledger of a day we reported by its blemishes. Monday, per John Boyle at the team's website, Darnold hit Jaxon Smith-Njigba for a long touchdown over Devin Witherspoon. DeAnthony Bell had a pick 6, a useful audition in a safety room missing Nick Emmanuel after ankle surgery. And Cooper Kupp kept winning contested catch reps against Witherspoon on Friday, per Michael Hanich at All Seahawks. Wednesday, Clark rotated with starters Julian Love and Ty Okada in 3 safety sets, per Condotta, while Derek Hall watched practice with an apparent foot or leg issue and didn't factor in the game reports. Rookie corner Julian Neal stayed sidelined through the game with an undisclosed injury, per Van Til. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged, the pillars the case rests on spent Saturday in street clothes, the opener tested nobody central to the projection, and the backfield asterisk moved in both directions at once, so nothing this week actually put the July claim on trial. What would change it? Price taking full team reps or his first live carries, and any Charbonnet movement off the physically unable to perform list before cutdown. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.